Well, I'm just working away twice a week in Kinsale with my physio, and I suppose I've a home gym set up at home that I can work away with as well on the intervening days. So I suppose I'm going at it 5 days a week, really.
Good stuff. You post some of your training online and stuff, Jamie. I hope you don't mind me asking, but you were at Prime Physio there in Cambridge a few weeks ago. That seemed like an intense kind of specialist therapy, was it?
Yeah, of course. No, I was fairly busy there right now. Yeah, I was. They run a tight ship over there, like, and they work you hard anyway. There's no doubt about that. Like, you know, I hadn't felt kind of that blown out feeling since, I'd say, last June. So.
And what sort of progress have you seen since that, or you know, what's been the benefit of it?
They work a lot with FEA, which would be functional electrical stimulation, like, which would send kind of pulses through the legs kind of for different exercises. So, you know, there'd be one that's synced up to a bike, there'd be another, you know, that might be doing sit to stands, and kind of the relevant muscle groups are firing when you're performing the act, like. And so I suppose I found a lot of kind of systemic benefits from it, you know, just kind of in terms of kind of calming down kind of the legs, like, you know, because I'd suffer from kind of muscle spasms, which are kind of come from the inactivity and kind of the lack of weight bearing. So I mean, I found massive benefit in that, like, in that it kind of dampened a lot of that stuff down and kind of made it kind of a lot easier to get around, you know.
Good. Jamie, I've avoided putting an adjective on your last 10 months. How do you describe it at this stage?
You're putting me on the spot there now. If I was to put an adjective on it, I would say it's been difficult. Simple enough, one after, without too much thought into it. It's been difficult, you know. There's no point pretending otherwise. You know, it's been, like, it's not, there haven't been good moments. There have, of course, been good moments. There have been great moments. There have been very, very tough moments as well, though, you know, and I suppose you could find them moments mixed up together in the middle of, you know, in the same hour, like, or in the same day, you know. So I suppose difficult because of that kind of whole, you know, up and down aspect of it. I suppose difficult is probably the most apt word after.
And as time goes on, Jamie, does everyday life get easier as you kind of come to terms with the difficult moments and maybe expecting them, or are there less of them now as time goes on?
To be honest, I think as time goes on, depending on your goal orientation, it can actually get a little harder, you know. I suppose the longer it goes on, kind of obviously the statistics say the less chance you have of making full recovery, you know, naturally. So for me, the longer it goes on, you know, the more things come into focus, kind of the more the rest of kind of the world comes into focus, it makes things a lot more real. Whereas I suppose when you're in hospital, you're sheltered from a lot of that.
And I've been consistently impressed, Jamie, with your outlook being so positive. I don't know you at all, aside from being a hurler with Mary I back in the day in Cork, but I follow you on Twitter, and your positive outlook is something that's consistently impressed me through these challenges. Where do you get that from?
I don't know, really. I suppose, look, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's as much a survival mechanism for myself as it is anything else, you know. It's just an attempt to literally, sometimes it's an attempt to throw the gauntlet down to myself that, you know, I have to kind of live up to this, and I have to kind of sometimes, you know, just I have to get through, and other times you're not able to do it yourself, someone else has to help you through. And, you know, I suppose that kind of positivity sometimes, like I said, is a survival mechanism. Other times it's a result of, you know, the sheer base of support that I've been given, you know. So it's nothing, like, it's something that I wouldn't be able to achieve without that without that level of support.
And the support you mentioned, you can see it everywhere this week, especially in the lead up to the match, but you're described a lot as an inspiration, Jamie. How does that make you feel now, and, you know, when people describe you as an inspiration in what you're going through?
A little humble, to be honest, because for me, you know, the inspiration is the people who inspire me are the people who are kind of are supporting me, you know, and to see that support inspires me. So I suppose it's a little humbling to be kind of branded with that word when I see so many of them around me, you know.
Jamie, I spoke with Mark Pollock, and for anyone who may not know who Mark is, a blind adventurer who suffered a horrific accident that paralysed him from the waist down. But he spoke at the time about how his own sporting career gave him a competitive edge that helped in his rehab. Have you found it the same for you now after your experience in sport?
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose I used to have a maths teacher who used to say, when you come across a problem you don't know how to fix, do what you know. And more often than not, when I was doing maths, I came across problems I didn't know how to fix. So I kind of decided, look, this is a problem I don't know how to fix, and I'm going to do what I know. And what I knew was sport and was training and was work. So I suppose that, you know, like Mark said, that gives you a, maybe not an edge, but it does give you a kind of a drive that maybe you're lucky to have, that you are certainly lucky to have, because it's something that you certainly need a drive for.
Yeah, goal orientation you mentioned a couple of minutes ago. So, you know, you're always finding a way to win at whatever challenge you're facing?
Absolutely, or you're trying at least, you know. I spoke before about trying to find a little victory, you know, every day, trying to find a small win, you know, because it's not, I mean, you're not going to get out of bed any day, and you're not going to get out of bed and all of a sudden, hey presto, you're better. Like, you know, you're going to, it could be, sometimes it could be a physically gain, you know, a little flicker here or whatever it is. Other times it might be something as simple as, you know, when you're in the house on your own and managing to grab something that's out or slightly out of reach to make a cup of tea, like whatever it is, you know, it's grabbing pieces of your life back, you know, and, you know, just taking ownership sometimes, you know, and, you know, that's the way you kind of, you measure each day, like by kind of trying to get a small win, you know.
Good stuff. I understand you got a new set of wheels this week, did you, for getting around?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was down in Blackwater Motors in Skive with Rob and a few of the lads down there. And in fairness, you know, they, through the whole process, like, they couldn't have been any better to me. And I'm delighted to be able to get mobile and to, you know, to be able to go to my physio myself and, you know, to be able to get around, to make appointments, you know, these things. Like, you know, people are so good that they'd be willing to drive you to the moon and back. But after a while, you know, you get tired of asking people to do this for you, even though, you know, they don't have a problem doing it. So it's great. Like, it's a piece of your life back, you know, to be able to just to commute yourself, you know, and, you know, you want to go somewhere, you don't have to make a phone call, or you don't have to ask your mum or dad, you know, you just get into your car and you go there, like, you know. So
great stuff. And we're talking in the lead up to the match on Saturday night, Jamie, the Friends of Jamie Wall fundraising initiative, and this is the latest in a number of events obviously organised by the group. But what exactly are we using the funds for? Is it to adapt to your needs, or is it helping in rehab, or a bit of everything?
Yeah, a bit of everything really, you know. It's helped. There's been one or two small changes to the house. I mean, not a whole pile, because we're lucky in that the house itself is fairly suitable, you know. A couple of changes to maybe the bathroom, just a small ramp put in the front door, which, you know, which neighbours actually went and did for us, you know. So there hasn't been a whole pile in terms of adapting the house to be done, but we've a gym, like I mentioned, at a home gym set up, and, you know, all the equipment in there has been provided for by the fund. You know, rehab trips to Cambridge and those kind of places, you know, different kind of, it's equipment and it's trips to Cambridge, and, you know, hopefully future trips to places like Cambridge and to Cambridge again are kind of what the fund is going towards.
And Jamie, ahead of the match now Saturday night, have you gotten to a few Cork's games in the league, or seen them on TV throughout?
I've seen them on TV. I won't lie and say I've been to them, to be honest. I found it pretty difficult to go to games. I found it a lot more difficult than I thought I would. The only game I've made this year was the Cork Under-21 footballers against Kerry and against Tip. But I do find it difficult to go to these games, because I think, you know, you didn't give up on the dream of playing with Cork until the day you physically couldn't, you know. And, like, you know, I find it easier to watch Man United, to be honest, because I gave up on that dream when I was 12 or 13. So that's where I'm at the moment with it. So this will actually be my first senior game to be at this year.
Well, it's proven to be very popular in terms of the promotion it's getting online. I mean, so many people are showing their support, even just to raise awareness of the fixture itself, Jamie. Like, the Cork GAA and Kilkenny coming together for such a fixture, it's looking like there'll be a huge crowd, we're hoping anyway. But it's great to get the support of everybody for a match like this.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, you know, like you said there, the support from Cork and Kilkenny, you know, has been phenomenal, and it has been from day one. You know, I mean, Kilkenny County Board couldn't have been any better to me in the immediate aftermath. You know, sorting out my trip to Nolan Park for the intermediate All Ireland final, and sorting out kind of All Ireland final tickets for the two hurling finals. You know, and then, you know, the Cork County Board as well. You know, having kind of literally from day one. You know, the first phone calls my dad got was from Bob Ryan, you know, to say, you know, that you know, everyone there was behind us, you know, and you know, like I said, this match again is just further proof of the backing that I've gotten from everyone in Cork County Board, Kilkenny County Board, Cork Senior Hurling Panel, Kilkenny Senior Hurling Panel, and kind of all involved in the GAA in general, you know.
And I know you've made the point before, Jamie, that, you know, the support of the GAA family in difficult times is phenomenal, really.
It's second to none, you know. I mean, it's not just Cork and Kilkenny. It's not just local clubs who've all been incredible. You know, it's the Galway City clubs there the Easter Monday. It was Cratchlow GAA club. It's, you know, it's clubs all around the country, like, you know. So it's just second to none, like I said, and like I find it very humbling, like, and kind of, you know, you get, I wouldn't say surprising, because that would be kind of, that wouldn't do justice to the mark of the people who have been behind it, but it does take you back a small bit, you know.
And finally, as we said, hopefully a huge crowd in Páirc Éireann for such a great cause on Saturday night, but also what should be a good match. And we'll say Kilkenny, when they came to Páirc Éireann at the start of the league, it wasn't such a good day for Cork, and obviously Cork have a league final to prepare for. Kilkenny will be using it as a good chance to prepare for their championship, so hopefully a good hurling match.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, aside from anything else, hopefully it'll be a great game. You know, Kilkenny have 12 weeks between their last league game and their Leinster Championship opener. Like, so, it's a big game for them, and I suppose the way Cork Hurlers are going at the moment, like, it'll be a shame to kind of to drop any momentum. You know, and after such a great win last Saturday and league final coming up, you know, I'm sure that whoever's out for Cork is going to want to prove a point. You know, that there is momentum to be kind of continued, and like they say, you know, winning is a habit, so hopefully Cork will come through.